few hours ago, right here at Oslo City Hall, the 2022 Nobel Peace Prize was received by Jan Rachinsky from Memorial, Oleksandr Matvichuk from Ukraine Center for Civil Liberties, and Natalia Pinchuk, the wife of jailed Belarusian human rights activist Aleš Bialyatsky.
This prize is recognition of the efforts of the whole Ukrainian nation who bravely struggle for freedom and for our democratic choice. And this is a huge responsibility because this is a Nobel Peace Prize during the war and during the very bloody war. Before, for decades, the voice of human rights defenders from our region wasn't heard, so it's provided us as a unique opportunity.
As a human rights defender, do you
started our documentation in 2014. We focused on the practice of illegal abduction, torture, sexual violence, and killing civilians because Russia used tactics of terror against people on the occupied territories in order to save their control. And we sent numerous reports to UN, to OIC, Council of Europe, and nothing stopped. This horror still continue, and after large-scale invasion, we faced with unprecedented level of human pain.